This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, as you know, if you listen to this program regularly, and honestly, you know it even if you don't, a big time of year for retailers. Plenty of people in stores, lines at registers, the signs of commerce are everywhere. But there are places where that ordinarily dreadful holiday shopping experience is something special, unique even. Philadelphia's 9th Street Italian Market in South Philly has been offering Italian specialties for more than 100 years, and the weeks before Christmas are special, long lines and all. Emma Jacobs paid a visit.
In the final days before Christmas, Gus Isgro will start arriving at his bakery at 3 a.m. And by then, he says the line of customers will be down the block.
How far does the line go back?
Down to the corner and about sometimes 30, 40 feet. People-wise, literally hundreds.
Isgro's bakery has had its tiny storefront here for 112 years, with glass cases full of cannolis and cookies.
Two and one vanilla chocolate.
Isgro's is such a Philadelphia institution that it filled an order from the Pope when he was here in September. The Secret Service came to pick it up. Gus Isgro is the third generation of his family working at the pastry shop. His sons are the fourth.
The people that wait in line on the holiday are the people that have been waiting in line for years. Traditionally, their great-grandparents came, their grandparents came, their mom and dad came. They waited in line with their mom and dad. Now they're taking their children and grandchildren.
Around Christmas time, Isgro's bakes more than 300 pans of cookies a day. November and December can represent 40% of business for the year. That's because the holidays are about the family table, Michelle Gambino says. She grew up eating fresh ravioli from the market at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Every year we used to walk down here and get the raviolis because you want that taste. Like that's what you've created that tradition in your house. And your family and your friends and everybody that comes over to share that expects to have that.
Gambino started working in the Italian market for the Business Association 15 years ago. She points out that many shoppers now return to Philadelphia from the suburbs or even from out of state. So that every Christmas season, she watches the business owners ramp up.
Everybody gets just like crazy on like high. Like everybody's just like running around and like there's lists to be done and things are like people are stocking up.
Some of the Italian groceries with names like De Bruno's and Claudio's will have started ordering their imported products from Italy back in the summer for the holiday rush. Come this time of year, some keep trucks parked nearby with the products that won't fit in their tiny storefronts. Dave Brown is the general manager of Toludo's, which will also have a line down the block.
It's a feeling of a pilgrimage. People make a party out of it. I've had people waiting in line, and they have like their wine, and they'll buy some, you know, prosciutto and stuff to sit out there and enjoy it.
The store specializes in freshly made pastas. Leading up to Christmas, Brown works a 90-hour week to keep the store running smoothly.
I actually rent a refrigerated trailer, and I have it for 2 weeks, and I park it out, you know, outside here. That's what I need to get by with extra refrigeration space. I couldn't function without it.
Because the very worst thing after someone spends time in a long line would be to get up to that counter and find what they're looking for is out of stock. In Philadelphia, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.